Welcome to the Live Limitless podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Gigi Meyer, and we're going to be having a lot of conversations with experts in fitness, nutrition, lifestyle, in general health, but also in things like relationships, family, faith, business, sports, you name it. And we really just want this to be a space where you can learn how to break through all the things holding you back from living to your true potential one by one. It's time to live limitless. Let's dive in. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for coming back. I'm Gigi, your host, and today I'm going solo, and we're going to be talking about the red flags. We're going to jump right into it. Red flags to look out for from fitness professionals, coaches, and even influencers on social media. You know, the more I grow in this industry, the more I learn, the more I, you know, get experience, the more I see what's wrong and what's really hurting people more than helping people. And I feel like my role has just grown, you know, from just helping individuals on their own fitness and health journey, which is obviously what we do really, really well. But I think my role has grown from that to also just exposing the nonsense in this industry, because I've just realized that people in this industry, obviously there's good and bad, but this industry is so hungry for money, fame, and acceptance and other things other than just really trying to genuinely help people. And it's damaging to people. And the thing is, we can all agree that someone's health, fitness, physical, you know, health can impact a lot in their life. You know, and unfortunately we're not necessarily taught in school the stuff that we need to know. Maybe we are very general and like PE, where it's like, all right, we need to play sports to be active, but that's about it. But we're not necessarily taught the stuff that we need to know in school to be our healthiest self on an individual level. So obviously the fitness industry, diet industry, supplement, you know, everything it's a hot industry. It's money making, you know, industry. And here's the thing, I'm not talking about exposing the people who are, you know, just evil, like intentionally taking advantage of people, putting things in their products, selling crap, selling things that just don't work that they know is deep down damaging, right? And should probably go to jail. But I'm not talking about exposing those people. Like those people, I feel like can be a little bit easier to pick out. But I'm talking about the people who might actually think they're helping people. Like they have particular ways and they know that it's getting people's attention and they're like, yeah, I'm doing something, right? They're getting tons of followers. They're making a good amount of money and people are buying their product, but they're really not aware of what they're doing actually isn't truly helping people in the way that they're needing help with. And so I'm going to talk about the six red flags of a professional, a coach or an influencer to look out for. All right. Be on the lookout for. So one red flag is that they are quick to provide advice without any context. Right? They're super quick to give advice without any context and just assume that the answer to that question is the same for everyone, right? For example, you hear people preaching about staying away from sugar and artificial sweeteners, or you hear people talk about like breakfast is the most important part of the day. You got to eat breakfast. And then also like, yep, eat 3 to 5 servings of fruit and veggies daily. Like those are pieces of advice that are given out often. But here's the thing, you know, while those are decent pieces of advice, it's making assumptions of where that person is now and what their individual goals are, right? So if you're saying those things, it's making assumptions about what their goals are. But the question is always, the piece of advice or the response to any type of question should always be like, what's your goal? What's your goal? And if your goal is to just be healthier, then things like that are great advice. Definitely watch out, limit your sugar and artificial sweetener intake. You know, eat breakfast and eat, you know, consistent throughout the day. That's going to help level your blood sugar levels. Aim for, you know, fruits and veggies because that's going to make you feel really good and healthy. And that's going to help you have a healthy body. But for someone like me, who's already kind of like generally healthy now, I'm just trying to lose 5 to 10 pounds, right? And when I am trying to lose just a little bit of weight, I actually usually skip breakfast because I'm not hungry in the morning and I don't want to eat when I'm not hungry. Right. I'm going to save my calories because when it comes to losing weight, it comes down to calories. It comes down to a lot of things, but calories at the end of the day is most important. So I'm going to save my calories for later in the day when I'm not hungry. So eating breakfast might not be the best advice for me personally when my goal is specifically to lose a few pounds, right? Same thing with sugar and artificial sweeteners. Like, I have a huge sweet tooth and I choose for that not to be something I'm ultra concerned about. Like, I choose for not to cut out sugar and artificial sweeteners when I'm trying to lose a little bit of weight, because, you know, again, my goal is, my focus is calories. And so I'm going to find ways to maybe cheat a little bit with some lower calorie, like sweet options, that obviously are in complete moderation, but I'm not too concerned about our artificial sweeteners or sugar, because I, you know, just eat generally healthy anyways. And I got to fulfill a sweet tooth, and in a diet, sometimes you got to have a cheat code here and there. Right. And so artificial sweeteners for my specific goals are not a big deal to me. Nothing I really pay attention to. Now, for someone who has a significant amount of weight to lose, right, and they have health issues, their health's at risk, and they need some major, major lifestyle changes to make that happen, then this advice is probably way more relevant to them, right? Like, hey, you got to be mindful of the sugar and artificial sweeteners. All right. You probably want to eat breakfast, right? And, fuel your body throughout the day with fruits and things like fruits and veggies and stuff like that. So those are pieces of advice that are a little bit more relevant for someone that maybe have different goals for me. Right. So we can't really assume anything. We can't assume that everyone's goal is to just be healthier. Maybe their goal is to just lose a little bit of weight. You know what I mean? So, you know, if their goal is to just lose a little bit of weight, then for someone like me, like, you're not necessarily going to talk about, make sure you get in 3 to 5 servings of fruits and veggies. Like, it comes down to your calories in, calories out. That's what it's going to come down to for someone who's losing a little bit of weight. But if their goal is to create like a sustainable, healthy style of eating, I just want to be healthier. I want to feel healthier. I want to look healthier. I want to have more energy, da, 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 da. Then that's when you talk about quality of food, fruits and veggies, and keeping blood sugar levels stable throughout the day, whatever, right? Context matters. That's all that being said. So other questions are like, what's better, higher fat or low carb? What's better, intermittent fasting or more meals throughout the day? Like, it depends. What's your goal? Same thing with the gym. Should I do high rep, low weight? Should I do low weight, high rep? Should I do more cardio? It depends. What's your goal? And so that's how giving professional advice should be handled by every coach and an influencer, because the answer is unique to the context of that matter. The answer is unique to the goals of that individual person. Now, yes, there is general advice that is helpful to people, like focusing on overall quality of food, focusing on, you know, managing portions and like just general advice like that, that can be helpful to people. But again, context is just always matter. So just be aware of people who are very quick to give advice without taking into context, without considering context. And this segues me into the second red flag, which is if they're an activist of some sort of lifestyle or like specific method, watch out. Red flag, right? Because they're just straight up biased. And they're, again, not considering context. Context matters. And so, for example, you know, people who are generally promoting veganism or going keto or intermittent fasting, you know, if they're very outspoken about their beliefs of a certain lifestyle, that's a red flag, because simply put, there is no one thing that's perfect for everybody. There's just so much that goes into finding what works best for someone and their own specific goals that it really takes context to really, truly help someone in a way that is best for them. And that's why I kind of cringe at documentaries like Game Changers and whatever, there was another one, but I don't even really watch them, honestly, because it's just so one-sided. And I get it. Like, there's concerning stuff out there that you see in documentaries like that. And it's great to be aware, but like, do you think you can, and this is something that you got to ask yourself again, context, you really think you can truly go without meat or any animal products for the rest of your life? If so, awesome. And people are doing that, and that's great. And that's great for them. But if that's something that you want to do, you know, context matters, right? But that's understand that that's going to come at the expense of some things. Hitting protein goals are going to be harder. You're not going to be getting the complete like spectrum of nutrients from protein sources that you need to function, you know, your best. So you got to supplement. And I'm sure, you know, it's often an inconvenience when you're eating out and stuff. Personally, and I can speak on, you know, my experience, I can't go without eating meat or animal products. Like I am a big fan of protein and meat and everything. And I've been eating meat literally my entire life. And guys, I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. And so, you know, people have their beliefs and people have their own experiences that they, I'm sure they've had incredible results with. And that's great. But if someone is so, you know, someone is so biased or is promoting, you know, a specific lifestyle without taking into account like your own individual specific needs and goals, they're just giving advice based on their own experience. They're biased, and giving advice based on their own experience and not taking into account yours. And so for some people, like I said, that might be great advice by chance. People, you know, make the adjustment, they go vegan or they do keto or they do intermittent fasting, they do all the things and they have great results because of it. And that's fantastic. That's awesome. Keep doing that, but just be careful because they're giving advice from their own experience and not giving you advice that's centered around you. And at the end of the day, that's going to be the best thing for you. All right. So that was number two, is if they're an activist of some sort of lifestyle or specific method, they're kind of honed in on a method or honed in on an answer that was the answer for them, but might not be for you. All right. But speaking of a documentary like Game Changers, the third red flag, I have six of them, by the way, this is the third of the six. The third red flag is that they're trying to scare you into action as opposed to empower you into action. You know, there's Instagram pages out there that I come across, where all they do is they just show you like bad ingredients in food and how it leads to cancer and all these problems. And, you know, people literally taking videos of themselves saying eating an apple is going to give you diabetes. Like we're eating anything other than organic is going to destroy you. Like there's these really bold, like bold, whatever accusations, whatever, really bold statements about certain things, you know, to an extent, yes, processed and low quality chemicals in our foods. Like that's a real thing, that we have to be aware of. But again, context matters. And if we're speaking in terms of the general population, right? People aren't dropping dead left and right because of eating too many apples or having too many chemicals in their food. As far as I know, like, you know, those are, you know, diabetes, obviously too much sugar and chemicals are a piece of the issue, but it certainly is not a root, the root of the issue. As far as I know, I'm not a research scientist or anything like that. But what I do know is the real thing is heart disease. That's the leading cause of death is heart disease. And that's a result of an unhealthy lifestyle, living an unhealthy lifestyle over the course of time, leading to being overweight, having high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you know, lacking in movement and exercise. And the thing is, a general healthier lifestyle can fix that and go such a long way and change the course for a lot of people's health. That's so important to understand. Like a generally healthier lifestyle can fix that and change the course of a lot of people's health. Other people's goals might be to go raw vegan and eliminate all chemicals and eliminate processed foods and, you know, limit fruit intake and watch their sugar and take their health really to the next level. In my opinion, that's really taking it to the next level and good for them. And so, you know, for those people, for these people that we're talking about, the people who are just wanting to live a healthier lifestyle and reduce the risk of heart disease and feel better and see better numbers on the scale and stuff like that. Like their goal is just to be healthier and lose a little bit of weight. So the question is it necessary for someone whose goal is to generally be healthier, lose weight? Is it necessary to try to scare the crap out of them, you know, by showing them chemicals in the food where it says in the label, like contains less than 2% of this, literally like people are posting, like, look on the food label, it says contains less than 2% of this, whatever chemical. Is it necessary to scare the crap out of them with that type of stuff and to tell them not to eat too much fruit because it's going to give you diabetes? Is that necessary? This is actually a great example of people that I'm sure have the right intention to help people, because for them personally, like cutting out meat and animal products, cutting out processed foods and cutting out fruit has been great for them. And that's awesome. But you know, it's actually scaring people, and sometimes scaring people and overcomplicating things to that extent can give people paralysis by analysis, can give majority of the people paralysis by analysis, especially if their goal isn't specific to what, you know, to taking their level, their health to the next level. Like the person I was just talking about, scaring people and overcomplicating things can give people paralysis by analysis, where they just say, F it, you know, there's no way I can keep up with this. Like, you're telling me if I just want to be healthier, I got to go vegan. I got to cut out all this processed food and only eat raw organic food and cut out apples and fruit. Like, there's no way. And they just become hopeless and they don't even try at all, you know? And they kind of just accept, like, this is what it's going to be. I'm not made to be healthy. And so while people think they might be helping because they've had such a great experience themselves with this specific way of living, they're hurting people because, again, they're not taking into account the context, the individual's goals, the individual's, you know, preferences and realistic, you know, abilities and in the context of the actual situation, right? So a good coach, influencer doesn't scare you into action, but empowers you into action, right? I think that's the key thing here is this person scaring you into action or empowering you into action? If you feel scared to take action, then I would consider that a red flag, because what do you think is better received long-term? You know, thinking long-term, what do you think is better received? Hey, so-and-so, if you keep eating Pop-Tarts and apples, you're going to get diabetes and die. Or, hey, you know, so-and-so, you know what? If your goal is to lose weight and just be a little bit healthier, you know, that type of food is okay to have on occasion. Consider it a treat, you know, but if your goal is to lose weight, be the healthiest you can be because you want to be around, you want to be physically independent. You want to live to your potential as a parent, a spouse, or whatever it is. The way that you eat majority of the time directly impacts that. So let's focus on what we can realistically do that makes sense to you, that can help you be a better you, right? Eating nutrient dense food like fruit and veggies, that's going to make you feel amazing. It's going to give you all the energy to do the things with your kids, right? Working out and being consistent with just general movement is going to help you develop the strength and physical capabilities that you want to, you know, be mobile as long as you can for a long time and feel physically capable. Staying hydrated, drinking water, that's going to give you the energy and make you feel amazing. Focusing on protein is going to help you, you know, so-and-so, like that's the type of stuff that's empowering you. Right. So it comes down to that. Like, what do you want? Is that what you want? Are those the things that you want? Great. Then let's do it. Other than like, stop eating Pop-Tarts, stop eating apples, you're going to get diabetes and die. Like, is that really true? For some people, it might be. And some people might need to hear some rough truth to that. But yeah, like just the way that it's kind of portrayed, the way that it's communicated, I think has a huge impact on people in the way that they perceive and the way that they, you know, create that desire of what they truly want. And if they're scared into it, that's going to be, it doesn't work that way. They need to be empowered to it and have ownership in it. Is this what you want? Is this all the things you want? You want to feel healthy, other things that I just left off. Is this what you want? Of course, they're going to say, yeah, absolutely. Great. Then let's do it. This is what it's going to take. All right. And the thing about this, which actually leads me into the next red flag, which is a good coach/influencer makes it clear that the client slash follower has ownership of their goals. Like they need to express that, hey, these are your goals. They're yours. They, you know, a coach or influencer doesn't try to convince you what you do and don't want. So if they're opinionated about your goals, or they're trying to tell you what you do and don't want, what you should and should not want, that's a red flag. They should be entirely neutral because they understand that everyone has their own individual dreams and goals and wants, and they have their own preferences, right? So those are completely unique to the individual, and the best person who knows what that answer is, what that actually is the individual, not the coach. And so treat it as such with zero judgment or opinions, right? So if someone tells me, I want a six pack, you know, I'm not saying, no, you don't want that. You definitely don't want that. It takes too much sacrifice to get there. You don't want to do that. You know, that's if someone were to handle it that way, that's a red flag. As professionals, our job isn't to convince someone, you know, out of a goal or out of something, or convince someone into something. Our goal or our job as professionals, we give the prescription, we give the path to help people achieve what they individually want. And they have to decide that for themselves. Doesn't mean we can't help them decide what they want. We just can't tell them because we don't know that answer better than them. They know that answer better than anyone else. So a great coach, you know, to help someone decide what they want, guides them through that thought process in a completely neutral, unopinionated, unjudgmental way. So someone says, I want a six pack. I say, okay, cool. So what about a six pack is important to you? Tell me more about that. I want a six pack because I'll feel more comfortable and confident in my clothes. Okay, cool. Why is feeling confident and comfortable in your clothes important to you? And out of just straight curiosity, right? Like the tone is actually really important too. And so they answer, you know, when I'm confident and more comfortable in my clothes, I'm just happier. I'm a happier person. Cool. Well, tell me about a time maybe in the past where you felt this confidence and this happiness before. And then they say, yeah, back before I had kids or when I was in college, I would ask this. Cool. Okay. Did you have a six pack then? And maybe they said, yeah, or maybe they say, no, not really actually, but I had a tighter stomach and I was just way more active and I was consistent with eating the da 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 da. And like start listing off things that actually have nothing to do with the actual six pack, you know, and they talk about things that are actually way more realistic for them. That's actually going to be the thing that's going to help them achieve what they want, even though they might think it's a six pack at the time. It's actually maybe not. And so that's, you know, so it's like, okay, cool. So this is where I would take that from there. Right. So cool. Like, do you think having the six pack, just out of total curiosity, you think having the six pack is ultimately what's going to make you happy? And then they just kind of answer that themselves. And if they say, yeah, then cool. Let them know what it's going to take. All right, cool. We're going to get you a six pack. And you know, here's what's going to happen. You can either get to a level of leanness to expose your ab muscles, which means we got to probably go into a pretty aggressive deficit. And that sometimes is just really difficult to do. So just so you know, or we can focus on the long run, building your ab muscles with strength training, where, you know, the muscle is easier to expose and reveal. And we might not have to be, we might not have to get to a lower body fat percent, but just so you know, if we do take it into aggressive deficit to show your muscle now, your six pack now, it's likely not going to be sustainable. Just so you know, it's kind of like a more short-term goal. So tell me, what do you want to do? And it's like, see how I kind of express that in a very neutral, you know, non-opinionated, it's just like, just straight up facts. And I ask, what do you want to do? And they have complete ownership in that decision. And it's your job to give them the guidance. And if they want to be taken to the point of getting the six pack and they realize that's not what they ultimately want, which 99.9% of the time, like is the reality, like you get a six pack and it's not going to make you happy. It's actually sometimes for most people really miserable to be that lean to reveal a six pack. Well, that's for another time. But you give them that guidance and you take them to a place to where they can make that decision themselves. They can have complete ownership in that experience as opposed to you telling them, no, you don't want it. Where, you know, as a result, in the back of their mind, they're going to think, oh man, I just really want a six pack. Like what, I wonder what it would be like to have a six pack, you know? And here's a big reason why, like I run my business the way I do. Like I have a, you know, a, more individual, individualized, customized, one-on-one, supportive type approach with our coaching and in our program. It's very relationship focused. It's very individual focused because, you know, you can impact, you can inspire, and you can generally help people from a bigger platform like Instagram and all that. And that's always my goal too, is to provide value, inspire, and impact through Instagram on a mass, more big level, more big platform, but not to the level that most people really need it. You know, that's where that one-on-one support just really makes all the difference, because you help define, you help really lay it out, you know, you help define what it is that they're actually wanting, and you give them that individual path to exactly that. And you can't just do that from a general, from a general supportive approach, right? Otherwise you're just getting that general guidance, which again can help to an extent, but not in the way that most people need to have, especially to get long-term sustainable success, right? And in my opinion, I think that's a big, that creates a big gap when you're getting general guidance, you know, time after time after time. It's really hard to keep sustainable success. But when you get that individual one-on-one coaching attention, that leads to long-term sustainable success. Sorry. Oh man. All right. Where are we at? Fifth red flag is that they are, you know, trying to consistently, or they're constantly trying to make you feel comfortable and feel better in your current situation. This is a red flag. When someone is constantly just wanting to make you feel comfortable and feel better in your current situation. All right. So hear me out. This tells me when someone's, you know, more concerned about your comfortability and you feeling comfortable and feeling happy in your current situation, that tells me that they're more concerned about themselves holding a positive image, and they don't want to upset you. They don't want to, you know, take you off by telling you the truth. They want to tell you like, no, you're fine just the way you are. Like, you don't need to lose, you know, you don't need to do any of that. Just right here where you are. Like, that tells me that they're more concerned about holding that positive image and not wanting to upset you than to actually challenge you and take you places that's probably out of your comfort zone, but is absolutely necessary for you to grow and reach your potential in ways that you never thought was possible. Guys, I hated some coaches growing up just because they were just like blunt. They were rough. They were tough. And it was just like, oh, I could punch you in the face right now. But they helped me go places in my volleyball career, my wakeboarding career, my mindset. They've taken me places in my fitness, in my nutrition that I never thought was possible. And for them, you know, they are the reason for that. And so that is a really great coach, in my opinion. That's the difference there. And so, here's my thing. I'm not just walking around, you know, telling everyone like, I'm a coach, so you need to listen to me. Everyone needs to eat more protein, lift weights. You need all these things, whatever it is, do this, do that. And giving unwarranted advice. Like, heck no. Like, that's probably another red flag. People who are just like handing out unwarranted, unwelcomed advice. Like, that's a red flag in and of itself, but it's not my place to do that at all. Right. I'm not putting myself on this pedestal and just like smacking people in the head with all this advice. But if you come to me for help and advice, and if you follow me on Instagram or you visit any of my platforms, or you're, you know, going out of your way to come into my world, like, I'm not here. You'll learn. I'm not here to make you feel better and more comfortable and think like, you know, wow, Gigi, she's just so nice. And she's just really helped me accept where I am and just feel way better about it. Like, you're coming to me, you understand that this is opening up yourself to be challenged and told the truth, even though it might suck to hear, because I care way more about you achieving your dreams and goals more than, because that just, there's no feeling like that. Feeling comfortable and feeling happy, you know, feeling content where you're at is all right, but achieving your dreams and goals, there is nothing like that. And I care way more about that than helping you settle and feel better about your current situation. Like, that's not fair to you. I'm going to help you get what you want. And, So if a coach isn't challenging you, then I mean, this is an assumption, but I don't think they truly care about your dreams and goals. Cause if they did, they would help you get there and they would put themselves, you know, aside. They would put what they would stop caring about what you thought of them and tell you the truth, even though you might get mad at them for it. Like, they just care about upholding a positive image. So you like them and then you give good reviews and you have a good experience, but are they taking you places that like is near your potential? Like that, if not, then they're doing you a disservice. They're doing everyone a disservice that comes to them and looks to them for help. There's a reason why you're reaching out for help, is because you are not where you want to be. And so if they're helping you settle for where you're at and make you feel better about that, like, all right, cool. But like, I'm here to take you places that you dream about. You know, there's nothing like that. And so, so here's another way to look at it. A great coach / influencer helps create tension, in a sense, like create tension. And I know tension has like a bad reputation, like, you know, but tension can be really good because it can kick your butt into gear and really empower you to take action and achieve your goals and pull you into places that are new and uncomfortable, which again is necessary for you to grow. And so they create tension instead of like relieve that tension. Right. But so if the experience with someone you look up to, or you're being coached by, or you're being guided by, or mentoring you, it's just fluffy all the time and it feels good. And like, you know, you're perfect the way you are. Don't change a thing. But deep down you like want change. Like you need a change. And listen, I'm not saying you're not perfect the way you are. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying if you have dreams and goals and you're not there yet, then you need someone to inspire you and guide you and hold you accountable and then celebrate you when you do things out of your comfort zone, you know, push you and then celebrate you and create that tension and stir up some tension to kick your butt into action, right? You don't want someone that's going to convince you why you don't need to change. You don't want someone to convince you why you should just settle and get comfortable there. That's doing you a disservice. And so a great coach, right, challenges you. Someone who makes you feel comfortable and helps, you know, just finds a way to help you just really settle with where you're at, even though you've been like dying for, you have dreams and goals, you know, and they're not helping you. They're not helping you find a way to get there. It's a red flag, right? And then lastly, like, red flag, but probably a pet peeve. I feel like this has just turned into like a venting session for me, but I'm glad you guys can just hear me out and hopefully it makes sense. But this last one, right? Red flag number 6, big pet peeve of Gigi, is seeing a ton of people seeing people with a ton of followers on Instagram, right? Or any social media platform. And this is important, like social media platform. Seeing people with a ton of followers on Instagram and they have this incredible opportunity. They have this, you know, they have such a platform, this incredible opportunity to impact people in the best way possible, which is by being authentic, raw, and real. Like, we are starving for that in this industry, just being authentic, raw, and real. And then they just post all the perfect angles and all they share is their wins and all they talk about are the times that they're motivated and they're just crushing it. You know, here's a red flag. If you're following someone and all you think about them and you like look up to them and you're like trying to take advice from them, but all you think about them is, wow, she's perfect, or wow, he's perfect. Like, how can someone be so perfect? That's a red flag. Because if you perceive someone as perfect, that means they are not showing you enough of their real them. They're not being authentic. And they're probably actually scared to show the raw and real side of them, right? If you rarely see flaws and you're finding yourself wanting everything that he or she wants, in my opinion, that's not a good influencer. Like, you know, social media makes that so easy nowadays, makes it so easy to portray things to be so much better than the reality of it, right? And it leads to this comparison game, which this envy game that's literally steals people's joy of what they actually have themselves and what they've accomplished themselves. And it's been detrimental to people. And so you know, these are the type of people I feel a duty to bring to the light and to expose and bring awareness of, because to be honest, like I was a victim of it. I compared myself all day long and legit hated myself because I wasn't them. I've come so freaking far, right? But I still struggle with feeling like I have enough because of what I see out there. Like I see all that and I'm like, man, I'm not even close to that. And I feel like I should. And then that comparison game starts going like, man, I need to lose weight. I need to lean up. I need to whatever. And these people are sneaky because they put on a show and they try to empower. They put on a show and they say things like, yeah, if I can do it, you can do it. You know, you can be like me too. And I'm like, is that really the right way to empower someone? Like, how about you just be you and I'll be me, you know, like, how about maybe one day you post yourself without makeup and perfect lighting and skin tight workout clothes every once in a while, you know, like you just gotta be so aware of what people's intentions are. And it's so unfair to you when you're comparing yourself to someone, when you literally are only seeing the best of them, you're only seeing the best of them and you're comparing your worst to them. Like that's the worst part is like, you're only focused on the worst part of you. You're only seeing the best part of them. And so you're comparing the worst part of you to the best part of them. But back to, yeah, you just gotta be so aware of what people's intentions are. Like I'm sure, again, talking about the people that really think they're probably helping people, I'm sure these people want to impact and inspire and empower. Like they see the opportunity they have and they put things out there with a little bit of attention, intention to impact, inspire, and empower. But selfishly, like they want to come off as top-notch, unique, right? And the best, because they get this type of attention that most people don't get. And they subconsciously feel like they have to uphold this image and fulfill these expectations that everyone have that's following them. And if they let any type of flaw or they share any type of weakness, that it's going to expose them, you know, in a way that's not going to be as empowering and inspiring, you know, like they feel like they can't show that side of them. But I'm here to tell you, man, the people I've been most inspired by are the people I can relate to. I can't relate to working out 3 hours a day in the gym. I can't relate to posing for the perfect angles. I've tried, can't do it. I can't relate to cooking gourmet meals 3 times a day. I can't relate to being motivated 100% of the time. I can't relate to having my hair and makeup done 24/7. You know, what I can relate to and am inspired by are the people who admit they feel ugly some days. I can relate to and am inspired by the people who struggle with body image issues and are, you know, outspoken about it. I can relate to the people who don't have all the time in the world to cook meals and work out. I relate to the people who basically sit on their butt all day because of their job. And they talk about how they, you know, got to find ways to get creative and keep their body moving and active. I relate to people who have days where they're just not having it, you know, and they just have no motivation. I relate to those people because that's real. That's raw. Like that's authentic realness. And that is inspiring to know that someone who's as successful as them, someone who looks the way they do, someone who has accomplished what they can and have, and they still deal with the same stuff I do. Like, okay, cool. Like I can do this, you know, it makes me feel heard. It makes me feel understood and not a lost cause, and that I'm doing all right. And I can keep going. I can keep doing this because this person, you know, again, back to obviously, like you want to be ultra careful of the comparison game, but you can be inspired by these people. And that's what it's like to feel inspired and impacted. It's not, you're not inspired by, man, I want to look like that. I need to look like that. Look at her butt. Like, look at her, whatever curves. It's an angle. It's a freaking angle and maybe a little bit of Photoshop. Like I'm sure something's thrown in there. That's not being inspired and impacted, you know? My type of inspiration and impact that empowers me is like, man, this person's like just totally normal, like me. Like, this person struggles with the same thing that I do, and they're still doing it. Like, that means I can do it. I can do this. And it feels good to feel like someone understands what I'm going through, right? And that gives you hope. It gives you hope for progress in your own life instead of looking at someone who is portraying perfection. Like, that, there's no hope in that. All right. Well, let's go ahead and recap. I went through 6 red flags, 7. I already kind of forgot what the other one where I was like mid red flag. I was like, oh, that's a red flag. Anyways, let's recap, right? Red flags to look for from a coach, an influencer is 1, they give advice without context. They're super quick to give advice without considering any context. Number 2 is red flag if they're an activist of some sort of lifestyle or specific method. Now, as I say that, it's a red flag for people who have different goals than this individual. Like, it's a red flag for people who are trying to find what's best for them. Now, if, you know, there's a vegan coach out there and there's someone that's vegan, like, that's probably a great person to go to. All right. But if you're just a normal individual trying to find, you know, a lifestyle, something that makes you fulfilled and happy and healthy, maybe don't go to a vegan coach, like, initially, you know? So if they're an activist of some sort of lifestyle or a specific method, that's a red flag. If they scare you into action as opposed to empower you into action, red flag. If they're opinionated about your goals and they try to convince you what you do and don't want, that's a red flag. And if they're just constantly trying to make you feel comfortable and help you feel better in your current situation and trying to convince you to just settle with what you got, red flag. And then last thing, right? The pet peeve, the one thing I was just talking about, if you look at this person that you look up to and all you think of them is, wow, she's perfect. Like, how can someone be so perfect? That's a red flag. And so keep an eye out. All right. Keep your eyes peeled, protect your mind, protect your heart. They're sneaky, and just be ultra intentional about who you let influence you, and just understand, like, you can take bits and pieces from people. But you don't have to believe, you don't have to align with everything, every single thing that you learn from somebody. You know, take bits and pieces, form it into being exactly how you want it to be, that you know is going to fulfill the best version of you. All right. Thanks for listening. God bless y'all. Thank you all so much for listening to the Live Limitless podcast. If you enjoyed this episode today, do us a favor and share with someone you think will benefit from it. And if you just want to show general support, you can do that by leaving us a 5-star rating if you believe it deserves it. Or you can leave us a review or any type of feedback in Apple Podcasts. We want to hear from you. Also, make sure to check out the show notes for more information or to just see how you can keep up with me on social media. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Go crush the week and live limitless.